الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَوْتُ جَسَرٌ يُوصِلُ الْحَبِيبَ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ Elders, we all gathered here for a reason. All of you know that. Our brother Yunus Bhai and Ibrahim Bhai, and who else?
Muhammad
Bhai's father passed away a few days ago. We all gathered here to do Isa alayhi salam for him. Remember, each and every person has to depart from this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also left this dunya. If somebody could stay behind, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could stay behind. But he also had to leave this dunya. Because mu'min, Muslim, who got the iman, and each and every person want to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And there is no other way to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-mawtu jasab. The death is like a bridge. Yusilul Habib ilal Habib. Once a person buried in a grave, like he sat on the bridge, he's going to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is no other way. Yusilul Habib, the Habib meaning the moment when to see the Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then have to leave this dunya. The first person who have seen the death firstly was Adam alayhi salam. He saw his son Habil who passed away in front of him. He never seen before anyone's death. And he was so shocked. He says, there is no taste in my food, in my drink, in this dunya. I don't know what's going on. And he said, maybe Allah tabarak wa ta'ala pull away all the taste and everything from this dunya. He was so sad. And it was happening. Somebody's father passed away. Somebody's mother passed away for a few days. Wife passed away. Husband passed away for a few days or few months. You know that. Ghar mein achha hi nahi lagta hai. Like a dark. Khana bhi achha nahi lagta hai. Pani achha nahi lagta hai. Drink achha nahi lagta hai. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came and says, Ya Adam, why are you so sad? He says, I feel like Allah tabarak wa ta'ala pulled away every, like a taste of this world. He said, no, because your son Habil, the Kabil killed him and Habil passed away. You have seen that, that's why you got this taste in your body. Adam alayhi salam. No one can stop death also. So I'm not going to die. Anything happen. Allah said, even you hide in the fourth of the mountains, you go away underneath of the seven earth, still we have to die. Ainama takunu yudrikumul maut walau kuntum fi burujim mushayyada. When you go inside the mountain, the death is going to come. Wherever you hide, you cannot run away from the death. That Allah said. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala, son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a 1.5-year-old, 1.5-year-old child, who born from the Maria Qibtiya. When he was dying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying the child, and the child was in a sakrat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sad, tearing. And he was looking at the face of the Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. The child holding the father's neck with a small hand of Nabi's neck, holding the small child. Nabi saw some grabbing. Allahu Akbar. Sine se dabate hai. He kissed him and he's tearing. If my father and my mother or my wife or my son is in my hand, in my bed, in my house, we can't do nothing. Why, look at the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the child in his hand, the Malikul Maut came and take the soul away. In the hand of Rasulullah, holding like this, and within a minute he passed away, and he left the hand like this, the child. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the sentence that I want to give you as a lesson for you. Oh my child, oh my child, main urdu mein bhi keh dun, main Allah ke samne kuch nahi kar sakta. I can't do nothing in front of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And the second sentence he mentioned, that is my advice for the marhumin's family. What he said, that I love you too. I love my father. I love my mother. I love my child. I love my wife. But I love Allah more than you. I love Allah more than you. All of you know that. You love Allah more than anybody else. We love Allah. We love Allah so much. He said, "Inna lillahi ma aghada wa lahu ata." Allah ne diya, Allah ne le liya. Aur jo kuch abhi baki ho bhi Allah hi ka hai. It's not mine. Whatever Allah has given us, Allah has taken. It's His. It's not mine. My father was not mine. It's Allah's. My mother was not mine. It's Allah's. And whatever we got, our children, our family, everything is Allah's. It belongs to Allah, not belong to me. I also belong to Allah Ta'ala. We have to leave this dunya. Look at Umm Ayman. Look at the Rasulullah SAW was 6 years old. And look at the Abdul Muttalib, old man. And look at the Amina, 4 of them. They're traveling where they are going, from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. Where they are going? Because the father Abdullah, who was the father of Rasulullah SAW, Amina was a pregnant, and he went in Safar, and he promised, "Amina, don't worry, I will come soon, and I will see child also, I will come back, you welcome for me, you wait for me." And then the kafla and the group came from Syria, everybody came away, Abdullah is not there, Abdul Muttalib is pareshan, Amina is pareshan, that is small child, Subhanallah, we got the news that he passed away in Madinah Munawwara, on the way. And the barriers, Abdul Muttalib said to the Haris, "Go and see your brother, Abdullah." When he reached there, he heard that they buried him. He never seen his brother also. Now after 6 years, when the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became 6 years old, this 4 of them, Abdul Muttalib, Ummi Ayman's slave woman, and the child, Abdullah's child, who is mine and yours,
Amina Kalal Rasulullah. Sarah, 6 years old, and the mother, they're traveling, they, where they're going to the grave of the father, Abdullah's grave. Amina is going to see husband's grave after 6 years. When Amina went there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam child all went to the cover. She sat down by the head and he says, that Abdullah, you promised to come back. What happened to you? I never seen you. Your child never seen you. Your father never seen you. Where are you? Why you didn't come? You promised us. I was waiting for you. And she was crying and crying, and the child was crying. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the Yahudi heard. They stood 1 month. Yahudi of the Medina heard that this child is going to be final Nabi. So let's go and kill him. Because the Nabuwat is going to turn to the Ismail alayhi salam. We don't want that. The Nabuwat stay in Ishaq alayhi salam in Yahudiya. Kill him. Amina heard that somebody was talking. Straight away the night, they left Medina Munawwara with the child, 6 years child. On the way, place of Abwa. Place of Abwa, not in Medina, not in Makkah, on the way, the place of Abwa, sometime may Allah take you, just go and see Amina's grave is there. Allahu Akbar, in jungle, by the mountains, you can see, there is no one, only 4 of them, the Amina got so sick, and she passed away there. Now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 6 years old, sitting by the body of the mother, hugging mother, what he can do? Can he bring her back? Even though he's going to be a final Nabi in the future, can he bring it back? Allah, you should give her death in Makkah or in Medina, because Makkah somebody comes, should give her ghusl with zamzam, bury her in Jannatul Mawla, or should give her death in Medina Munawwara, so that's a bury in Jannatul Baqi. What happened here? Nabi's mother passed away on the way, and there is no one there to bury her, to give her ghusl, anything, because in a jungle, I searched in 12 seerah books on the place, what was happening after that. All the seerah, all the authors, they just writing here, the bury there, finished. Who came? How she buried? What happened? So death is going to come for all of us. Abu Banu Salama, they came to Medina Munawwara by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Said, Ya Rasulullah, you have given the right of the humans, right of the wives, right of the husband. You showed us the right of the mother, right of the father, right of the Muslims, right of the ustaz, right of the students, shagird, right of the slave, right of the neighbor, right of animals, right of everything. You showed us what is the right of the burial, the person who passed away. Marne wale kaam par kya haq hai? Baat meri samajh mein aa rahi hai? You understand? What is the right for the person who passed away? For us, and for the family, and for the Muslims. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, firstly, give the body, ghusl. First right, ghusl. Know that in the past nation, there were no ghusl. If somebody passed away, hold 2 hands, dig, you know, a trench or something, small one, and 2 hands, 2 legs, put inside, put the same khalas. No ghusl, no kafan, no nothing. We are so fortunate that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam send the body, give ghusl and bring it to, because the body is going to see straight away in the cover to Rasulullah. Because the 3 questions, man rabbuka, man dinuka, man hadha rajul, who's this person? If you was following him, he's going to say, Hada Nabi Rasulullah. This is my Nabi Rasulullah. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was saying, I never seen in this dunya Rasulullah. I never seen in my dream, but definitely I will see in my grave. So give ghusl. And one thing remember, never ever, if you give ghusl, and if you see something, bad things on the disease, anything bad things, don't expose to anyone. Don't say to anyone. Something you see, something, you know, don't say is amana.
is amana. You know the sabab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to hide somebody's fault. If all this time, when the young girls, the father used to take and used to bury her life, the father did. Now, the father put the child inside alive, and nearly the half cent already he put it on the daughter. That time another person come and says, move away from here, let me take. Then he open everything, take the sand out and take the body out and take the child out alive and take home and look after her. The reward the second person will get, the same reward the person who hide someone's fault will get it. So much reward. Aaj to woh apne ke na, aaj to woh chhaya. Never hide light. Remember always in your life. And then ghusl, kafan, dabanu sar maas. What else? Said read janaza namaz. It is janaza namaz. Sometime Allah said, you were not like this to go in Jannah, but you brought so many people here. Some of them, mashallah, paying zakat every year. Some of them, mashallah, doing umrah, hajj, in the janaza namaz, who was performing behind you. You brought so many people here in the masjid to read your janaza namaz. Some of them was reading Quran. Some of them were in tahajjud. Because all of them, I'm forgiving you. Allah. That's what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Even 40 people, 100 people, Allah forgive them. Are you be good then? Inshallah, the people come, they run towards the body. Oh, this is a person, man. Let's go. He's janaza namaz. And then Banu Salama asked, what else? What else? What is the right? He said, Isa le sawab. MashaAllah, you're all sitting here for the same thing. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Banu Salama, Isa le sawab, send the reward, easy load in the seam of the marhum. I'm saying that. Isa le sawab, easy load in the seam of the marhum. In the past nation, even you read whole Torah by the dead person's grave, no a single reward. Even the whole Injil, Bible, no reward. This reward only for Ummat of Rasulullah. Only for Ummat of Rasulullah. Even you read one time Subhanallah, the marhum will get the one mountain's reward. And it's not necessary wherever you are. Wherever you are, while you're driving, while you're working, you read three times Kulu Allah will send the reward. Allah said, never mind you, my Nabi's Ummah. You send a reward. And if you come to know what's happening to the marhum, then you will leave your wife one side, the children one side, and you're going to see, no, this person is sleeping in the grave alone, and it's a dark place. There is no one there. Let me do every day for him. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the person who bury after that his weight, for the father, from the children, from the families, from the relatives, from the friends, from everyone, that they read something for me. They read something for me. You send only one Subhanallah. He's going to say, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he's saying that Subhanallah for me is better than this world and whatever that contains in this world. But we forget the father's grave too. We forget to read every day. For marhum, for a few days be okay, after that we forget. This is not last Isa le sawab. Always you remember everyone's, that after my death people remember me. Always remember. I do for somebody, then people will do for me. Because Allah is going to put in the heart of the people, this person was sent in the rewards to the marhum. All of you also send reward for him. Jaisa karoge, waisa karoge. So much reward. If you read every day 12 times Kul Huwa Allah, the marhum will get the 4 Qurans reward. 4 Qurans reward. Because in Bukhari Sharif, if you read 3 times Kul Huwa Allah Ahad, 1 Qurans reward. If we don't
read for the marhum, then we're making zulm on him. Why? Why? Let me give you that one example. In Bukhari Sharif, you know the bell, what you call ox. One ox, the person sat down and was riding the ox. Hadith of Bukhari, authentic hadith. The ox turned towards him and told him, "You oppressed him on me. You oppressed," in Arabic, "you oppressed," is in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, "you oppressed him on me. I've been created not to ride. I've been created for the farm." Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to complain to Allah about you. The ox telling his master that my father, alhamdulillah, gave me, mashallah, iman, Quran, tajweed, ta'leem, house, everything the father gave, everything my mother gave for me, everything he did for me, they did everything for me, for the family, everything they did. Now if we forget them on the day of Qiyamah, they're going to be asked, Allah, I did everything for them, and they forgot. Who we were? Nothing. We were small. They brought us up. Today, mashallah, everything we got it, and we forgot our parents. Firstly, you read Fajr Namaz, and then after Fajr Namaz, send the reward. One Yasin Sharif. If you read one Yasin, 10 Qurans reward. According to one narrator, 15 Qurans reward. And for you also, Yasin Sharif, not only for marhum, even for you can send for alive people also. My father is alive, my mother is alive. This reward goes to my mother also. You can send reward to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Anbiya Alayhi Salaam, Sahaba, Sahabiya, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, Awliya, Ulama, Sulaha, Pious, everyone you can send it. Allah says, I will give each and every person one Yasin reward, meaning 10 Qurans reward. I'm not going to share it. One ayah is for him, one ayah is for no. I'm not going to share it. I'm going to give each and every person 10 Qurans reward. We misers, Allah are misers. We are bakheel, Allah is not bakheel. So important. So we must remember our marhum. Always. They get so happy. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayhi says, when you go to the grave of the father and mother, subhanallah, you stand there, they recognize you, my son came today. Jalaluddin Suyuti mentioned, Allahu Akbar. Banu Salama said, one more item, finishing now, ending now. Banu Salama said, you know the important, the two things. If the karza, the debt marhum left, you must pay his debt firstly before you sharing the miras. Ha. Allah's qasam, if the person left the debt and he don't pay, or somebody no don't pay, even I'm in ihram, I'm in a hajj, I'm in a umrah, if I die in Makkah, Imam Haram read my namaz, 60 billion people read janazah namaz behind me, even they bury me in the hatim, Allah is still not going to forgive that person. That. Aaj to kha jaate hai, sab ka paise. Why? Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jibril Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and said, Ya Rasulullah, agar tum bhi namaz padhaye to bhi Allah ke maghfirat nahi hogi. One sahabi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood up, said, he left any debt behind. So one sahabi stood up, yes, he had to pay me 4 dirham. He said, no, you read janazah namaz, I'm not in janazah. 4 dirham, not even 1 pound. So then Abdul Rahman ibn Auf stood up, said, Ya Rasulullah, don't worry, I'm going to pay behalf of you. Read janazah namaz. Then Nabi Sassam read janazah namaz. Not only for each and everyone, I'm telling you the hadith. Understand? So that only is necessary. Necessary we can take, otherwise we avoid from. Allah is where even the person who dies in the battle is forgiven everything, but this guna is not forgiven. That one person, when our Tanbir Rahmatullah, he said, another 2 minutes. One person, He passed away. He died. His son dreamed of him. Now one great alim dreamed of him and told him, what happened? He said, I'm stuck in punishment. He said, why? He said, I borrowed one needle from my neighbor. I borrowed one needle from my neighbor and I forgot to give him. I borrowed to sew my clothes. Understand? I forgot to give. So he said, I left it on my one of the wall. Please tell my son to take it out and give it to the neighbor so Allah can release me from the punishment. For the needles. How much we are owing the people's money? What's going to happen? What dunya is going to be? Oh, one of the friends was saying, there were 20 people who were sitting there. One person had to give his Maulana's money. Maulana said, please give my money. He said, no, I don't have anything. He says, on the day of Qiyamah, my hand, your neck, the son. He said, no worry, 1,000 people are going to hold my neck and you have tried. Don't even scared from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. One more thing. Banu Salama asked, what else? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Marhum passed away, so Marhum's family and Marhum's, amongst them, Marhum's sisters, Marhum's brother, Marhum's, you know, the children, one of them, they must, you know, they join together, they ask each other, how are you, everything, understand? Even Marhum's friend too. Marhum's friend was, who was my father's friend? Always make salam to him, ask him, how are you? Because here, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the Taif. See, let me tell you one story. One Taif, and surrounded the Taif people. They were inside the fort. Surrounded. How many days? For 12 days. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "What you, Sahaba? What we do? Just cut the palm trees and gardens must burn them." So one of the Taif people came out and said, "Ya Rasulullah, we give you wasta of the relationship. Please don't chop, don't cut our gardens of the grapes and the khajur. Please leave it. We're giving you the wasta of our one of the relationship." So Sahaba asked, "Ya Rasulullah, your father was from Mecca. Your father family was from Mecca. Your mother's family from Medina. How can you get relative in Taif?" He says, "No, my mother, her mother, her mother, her mother, her mother, on the sixth generation, that my nanny was from Taif. That's why Jibreel Islam came and told me, Ya Rasulullah, don't cut that gardens. Just because of the relationship, leave them alone." And today, we don't talk to each other. We don't ask. Oh. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was wearing the imamah, was sitting on the camel, was going suffer, and the sahaba was with him. And one elderly person is coming. He was a from Bedouin person from the village. He said, "Come here, come here, come here." He took out his imamah. He jumped down. He said, "This camel is yours. I'm going to walk, and this imamah take it." The sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, you should, Abdullah ibn Umar, you should give him something. One imamah was enough. You gave a whole camel." He says, "It's my father's friend. My father's friend." You understand?
Yeah.
So, by last thing, Marhum, he went, he left with the kalima. Rahmatullahi. One place I said, Father Karam Gadar? Gulam Bhai, Rahmatullahi. So I said in one place, one bayan, that so and so person, Rahmatullahi. One person after bayan, he says, "Why are you calling Rahmatullahi?" So I said, "Lanatullahi." Rahmatullahi, meaning the person who was fighting for his saving his iman from Jewish, from Christians, from Hinduism, from Qadianism, from everyone's. Only he took his iman, that also great things, he's going to go in Jannah. So he's a rahmatullahi. So he's giving us lesson that I already left this dunya, you're going to follow me. Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-kubur, yakfir Allahu lana wa lakum, antum salafuna, wa inna insha'allahu bikum. Lahikun, the dua is written in Jannatul Baqi. When you go there, we left, you're going to follow us. So we're going to follow the marhum. So we have to prepare. We have to prepare. What is that? Only, let me tell you one thing. Namaz, five-time namaz. That's the lesson today. That's the lesson today. You're going to read five-time namaz. Hassan Basri Ahmadullah says, when a person commits sin, Allah punishing him in this dunya from different way. But the biggest punishment, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Allah take away the tawfiq of the namaz. Tawfiq of the namaz. So we have to make tawbah and read namaz on time. This is the 5 namaz a daily. It's clock in, clock out. We just showing our face to Allah Ta'ala in every namaz and we leave. Inshallah, once whatever we have committed between 2 namaz, Allah forgives. That's why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that first question on the day of Qiyamah is namaz. There is no time to go more in detail. Why the wuzu is a key of the namaz. It is a long detail to tell you that why the wuzu is the key of the namaz. Because if you pass, then namaz accept. That's why, firstly, wuzu, very important. Wuzu is not important, namaz is accepted. So namaz accepted, then you success everywhere. Understand me? So whatever we have, mashallah, today, join together and read something, Isa the Salah for the marhum, we're sending the reward to the marhum. All of you just read 3 times, Qulhu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, and send the reward to marhum. One thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Banu Salama, we came here for 2 things, for Isa Alayhi Sabah, and give some word of sabah to the family. Some word of the sabah, patience, family. If you say a few words, good words, inshallah will heal their wound. Heal their wound. Parents' wound not going to heal. It's going to remain for longer and longer. My mother passed away 4 years ago. I was traveling to South Africa. I set off from Dubai to South Africa. When I was reading my book, and I saw the mother's virtues. And I started crying from Dubai to South Africa, 8 hours. Believe me, wallah, I'm singing masjid. Miss my mother, miss my father, whatever they have done to us, we can't do for them. Only we can do little, but you understand. So give some few words to the of sabr. Allah will forgive you too. If you say a few good words to the marhum's family, you will get also, Allah will forgive you too, inshallah. That's why there's 2 things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Banu Salama. Also, that's give them some word of sabr, inshallah. Allah will make it easy. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Jalal, Ya Ikram, Ya Hayyun, Ya Qayyum, Ya Akramul Akramin. يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين لك الحمد ولك الشكر لك الحمد ولك الشكر لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانسانا اللهم نحيت منا فاحيا الاسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه الايمان اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنه اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنه اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنه اللهم اجعل قبره روضه من رياض الجنه اللهم اجعل قبره روضه من رياض الجنه اللهم اجعل قبره روضه من رياض الجنه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم ہم سب یہاں جمع ہوئے ہیں تیرے قرآن کو پڑھا یاسین شریف کو پڑھا قل ھو اللہ احد کو پڑھا الہ العالمین یا رحم الراحمین مرحوم غلام بھائی کو ان تمام جو کچھ پڑھا اس کا ثواب پہنچا اے اللہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جو ہمارے نبی ہے امام الانبیاء ہے ان کو سارے انبیاء کو اور ان کی گھر والیوں کو اور آل رسول کو صحابہ کرام کو صحابیات کو تابعین تابعات تبع تابعین تبع تابعات صالحین صالحات علماء صلحاء سارے مسلمان دنیا میں جہاں کہیں انتقال کر گئے ہو ان تمام کو خصوصاً ہمارے پیرنٹس کو ہمارے بھائی جو بھی دنیا سے چلے گئے ان کو اور خاص طور پر ان اس بھائی کے والد صاحب غلام بھائی کو اللہ تعالیٰ یہ ثواب پہنچا کر ان کی قبر کو نور سے منور فرمائے ان یاسین کو اور اس قل ھو اللہ احد کو اچھی شکل بنا کر ان کے لیے تا قیامت قبر میں ان کا غمخوار اور دوست بنا دے अल्लाह उनका मुहाफिज और हिफाजत करने वाला बना दे, या अल्लाह उनकी कब्र को अल्लाह जन्नत का बाग बना दे, अल्लाहुल आलमीन उन्हें जन्नत का लिबास पहना, अल्लाह जन्नत का बिस्तर अता फरमा, अल्लाहुल आलमीन उनकी कब्र को जहां तक उनकी निगाह पहुंचे वहां तक उनकी कब्र को वसी फरमा, कब्र की वहशत से, कब्र की तारीकी से, कब्र की परेशानियों से हे अल्लाह अकेले आदमी की हिफाजत फरमा। इलाहुल आलमीन जो कुछ पढ़ा गया है यकीनन बहुत खुश होगा मरहूम, ए अल्लाह तू कबूल फरमा कर उनकी मगफिरत फरमा, बाल बाल मगफिरत फरमा, बाल बाल मगफिरत फरमा। इलाहुल आलमीन पसमानदगान उनकी आला औलाद को, उनकी फैमिली को अल्लाह सबको सब्र जमील नसीब फरमा, उनके दोस्तों को हम सबको सब्र जमील नसीब फरमा। या अरहमर राहिमीन, या ज़ुल जलाल वल इकराम, उनकी मोहब्बत में लोग दूर दूर से यहाँ पर जमा हुए हैं, ए अल्लाह इनका आना सबका कबूल फरमा, इनका बैठना कबूल फरमा, इनका पढ़ना कबूल फरमा, और उस मरहूम की और पढ़ने की बरकत से यहाँ जितने लोग बैठे हैं सबकी मगफिरत फरमा, सबकी मगफिरत फरमा, सबकी मगफिरत फरमा। अल्लाह एक दिन हमको भी जाना है, एक दिन हमको भी जाना है, मरने वाले तो ईमान के साथ चले गए, हमें तो हमारा पता नहीं है। तेरे नबी ने फरमाया मन का आखिरु कलामही ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह दखल अल जन्ना, ऐ अल्लाह तुम मरते दम तक ईमान पर बाकी रखना, जब हमारी मौत आए तो हमें भी ईमान के साथ कलिमा ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह इस मरने में जो जितना जोर से ये कलमा पढ़े मरते वक्त, तो उनको इतना ही जोर से कलमा नसीब फरमा। सब पढ़ो अशहदु अल्लाह व अशहदु अन्न मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह, इस कलमे के साथ हम सबको इलाहुल आलमीन तेरी रजा वाली मौत नसीब फरमा, तेरी रजा वाली मौत नसीब फरमा। ए अल्लाह जब हमारा वक्त आए, रमजान का महीना हो, आखिरी अशरा हो, ए अल्लाह जुमा की रात हो, लैलतुल कदर हो, उमरा में हो, मदीना मुनव्वरा में हो, रियाजुल जन्ना में हो, सजदे में सर हो, और तेरे फरिश्ते आए हमारी रूह निकाल कर चले जाएं, और इमाम मदीना नमाज पढ़ाए और जन्नतुल बकी में दफन हो, ऐसी मौत हमें नसीब फरमा। सहाबा का पड़ोसी हमें नसीब फरमा, औलिया किराम का पड़ोसी, ताबीन का पड़ोसी हमें नसीब फरमा। या अल्लाह हम सब में जो भी बीमार हो ने शिफा अता फरमा, जो भी बीमार हो ने शिफा अता फरमा। अल्लाह बहुत सारे मेरे दोस्त अहबाब और मुझसे मोहब्बत रखने वाले ए अल्लाह यहाँ बैठे हैं, इलाहुल आलमीन जो हमसे मोहब्बत रखे, हमसे ताल्लुक रखे, जो हमारे मुरीद है और जो भी हमसे ताल्लुक रखते हैं कुरान और हदीस की वजह से, ए अल्लाह उन तमाम की मगफिरत फरमा, अल्लाह उन तमाम की मगफिरत फरमा, यासीन शरीफ की बरकत से अल्लाह उन तमाम की मगफिरत फरमा, हमारे आला औलाद की मगफिरत फरमा, हमारे माँ बाप की मगफिरत फरमा, हमारे भाई बहनों की मगफिरत फरमा, हमारे अकारिब और रिश्तेदारों की मगफिरत फरमा, जो भी परेशानियां हमारी जिंदगी में हो अल्लाह आज की मजलिस की बरकत से वो परेशानियां हमारी जिंदगी से खत्म फरमा, हमारी जिंदगियों से खत्म फरमा, इस मस्जिद को आबाद फरमा, इस मस्जिद के आबाद करने वालों को आबाद फरमा, इस मस्जिद में जिसने जिस लाइन से मदद की हो, चाहे मोहब्बत की निगाह से देखा हो, अल्लाह सब की मगफिरत फरमा, अल्लाह इस मस्जिद बनने का सवाब उन्हें नसीब फरमा, जो दुनिया से चले गए उन्हें भी नसीब फरमा, जो हयात उन्हें भी नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह तेरे हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने मरहूमीन के लिए जितनी खैर की दुआएं मांगी है उसमें इलाहुल आलमीन उसमें हमारा भी हिस्सा नसीब फरमा, मरहूम का हिस्सा नसीब फरमा, मरहूम का हिस्सा नसीब फरमा, और जितने शुरूर और अजाब से पना मांगी है उन तमाम शुरूर अजाब से मरहूम की हिफाजत फरमा। अल्लाह अपने फजल व करम से इन आमीन कहने वाले कितने बूढ़े लोग भी, जवान भी, बीमार भी है, इनकी आमीन के साथ मुझ नाचीज और हकीर की आमीन को मिलाकर हमारी दुआ और तौबा कबूल फरमा ले। व सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला सय्यिदिना मुहम्मद व आलिही व सहबिही अजमईन।